Every day in the UK, 9 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer. But 1 in 4 women aged 25 to 64 do not attend potentially life-saving smear tests. The tests are offered by the NHS in England, and this week, their importance has been highlighted by a campaign called Smear for Smear. The campaign is run by Joe's Trust, a charity for the prevention of cervical cancer. Their chief executive, Robert Music, is worried that so many women aren't attending their tests.
Yeah, we're enormously concerned. What we're very worried about is that if the numbers of women who are attending screening continues to go down, then there's a very real risk that we're going to see more women diagnosed with cervical cancer, and sadly maybe more lose their lives. So it's an absolute matter of urgency that there is greater investment at a national level.
Through social media, Joe's Trust are trying to target younger women who are less likely to attend screenings. Robert told me that there's a number of reasons why some younger women don't go for their smear tests.
Could be embarrassment, worried about it being painful, or actually not really understanding what the test is for. They think it's a test to find cancer rather than prevent it.
The tests are offered to women over the age of 25. Karen Hobbs was 24 when she was diagnosed with the disease. She went to her doctor after realising something was wrong.
I noticed bleeding in between periods and after sex, so I googled abnormal bleeding, and amongst other less sinister things, cervical cancer kept popping up.
Karen was given a smear test and was soon told she had cervical cancer. Karen is now in remission and works at Ask Eve, which is a gynecological cancer information service. She's concerned that not enough women take cervical cancer seriously.
People know that smear test equals something to do with cervical cancers, and you can get tested and see if you've got it or not. But I don't think enough people are kind of acknowledging how important getting checked is.